It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. We've got this week's recommendations from VPR's Art Hounds in just a few minutes. But first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. When you're traveling the back roads of Calais, you may not be expecting to run across a venue for highbrow theater. But in fact, Unadilla Theater is celebrating its 30th year by opening a second performance space amidst its flower gardens and mountain vistas. And these aren't your typical summer plays. Unadilla specializes in presenting the classics. This season, theatergoers can choose from works by Gilbert and Sullivan, Irish playwright Sean O'Casey, even an opera from Mozart. The new theater space will be unveiled tonight with a production of George Bernard Shaw's Heartbreak House. Unadilla Theater is run by 89-year-old Bill Blatchley and his partner Anne O'Brien. I sat down with Blatchley in the new theater space to talk about his company. When did you first start this theater?
In 1983, we had a barn that I'd used for farming operations and dairy cattle and sheep and so on, and so we decided maybe we should do some rehearsing in the barn. So we tried that, and then when we got close, we were doing Uncle Vanya, Chekhov's Uncle Vanya, and we were performing it somewhere else. But I thought, well, why don't we try it in here? Well, the cast said nobody would come, and actually, we had full houses, so in the barn.
Can you tell us about the name Unadilla, where you got that from?
It's a simple story. I was sitting in the theater one day when the first reporter came, and he said, what's the name of the theater? And I looked up at the rafters, and every one of them had Unadilla stenciled on it, because they were made by the Unadilla Silo Company in Unadilla, New York. So I just said, well, I guess it's the Unadilla Theater. Well, once it's in print, it seems to be locked in, and we've had it ever since.
You have a very interesting way of presenting your seasons, which are kind of alternating performances. Can you tell me a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, well, it's not quite as alternating as it used to be. We used to do things in repertory, so we change plays every night. And that's a great thing for actors. They like that, because it gives them a chance to try all kinds of different parts. Then about four or five years ago, we went to a more stock arrangement, which is three weekends for each play. But we typically do from 5 to 8 plays a summer.
What brought you to theater? Why do you do theater?
Well, I've been doing it all my life, practically, since I was in grade school, I guess. But it just appealed to me, partly, I suppose, because I was severely dyslexic as a child. So this gave me an opportunity to do things that were not connected with reading or books or the usual things that go on in school. And I did this at college, and I then taught theater for a while. And then when I, in the 1970s, I started doing the same kind of theater down at the Plainfield Town Hall. And that place has problems, physical problems. So I decided, well, we'll try it up here and at the farm. And we also have total control. We don't have to go to City Hall or we don't have a board of directors that interferes with what we're trying to do. So, that's all.
You pretty much define being off the beaten path for a theater. Has it ever been an issue getting audiences to come out to your shows?
Well, I don't know how to answer that. We get audiences, whether we would have more if we were in a more central place or less, I couldn't say. Because these are plays that are not commonly seen. And if people are interested in this kind of theater, they'll come.
And how do they find out about you?
Well, we send out, we have about 2,000 people on the mailing list. We send that out. I don't know how they get here. Never asked.
What's been your favorite part of producing plays at Unadilla?
Oh, I suppose it's nothing quite the same as spending a couple of months with a particular author on a particular play. These are great pieces that we do, and simply sitting down reading them once doesn't do much for you. But, you know, when you work over every line of the play over and over again, it's very exciting. And the community. We have a community of actors. Many of them have been here for 15 years or more. So we've all kind of grown old together.
That's Bill Blatchley, the co-founder of Unadilla Theater in Calais. Blatchley will be cutting the red tape on a brand new theater space this evening, kicking off a run of George Bernard Shaw's Heartbreak House. For more information and a list of this season's productions, go to vpr.net.